Welcome to the Dry Bones Ministries podcast, where we strive to provide great preaching and teaching so that listeners will discover or rediscover the goodness, truth, and beauty of our Catholic faith. If you are interested in supporting the work we are doing, visit us at drybonespgh.org or follow us on social media at drybonespgh. Thanks for joining us. We hope that you're inspired, uplifted, and encouraged. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Dry Bones Ministry special podcast series on 33 Days to Merciful Love. Today, we finished the fourth week with day 28, and I'm grateful to be able to be here with you, coming in and approaching closer and closer our day of consecration. Let's pray as we always do, asking for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who have taught the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that in the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 28, Teresa's Darkness, Part 2. Before yesterday, we may have thought that we couldn't relate to St. Therese because she lived in a convent and had no difficulties believing in God and heaven. We may have thought, well, she didn't live where I live. I mean, here it seems as if nobody believes in God, and living by faith is hard. But now we know that Therese also suffered the temptation to wonder whether there even is a God and a heaven. On top of that, she also felt rejected by God because of her sinfulness. And so she bore both of those temptations, and not just for a day, but for more than a year. Yet she hoped against hope, trusting that God does exist and that he would make her into a great saint. But how did she do it? How do we do it? How do we persevere in faith, hope, and love in the midst of deep spiritual darkness? It's simple. Let me explain with an image that St. Therese herself used. All of us, at one time or another, have basked in the rays of God's love, called by St. Ignatius of Loyola, consolation. For instance, maybe we felt it at Mass, when we received Holy Communion, when we read a passage from God's Word, when we stood before a majestic sunset, or when we received the tender love of a spouse, parent, or friend. Whenever it was, we've all experienced God's love and how real that love is. We've seen the divine sun and have been warmed by its rays. But the problem is we forget. Dark clouds creep in and cover up the sun, what St. Ignatius calls desolation. We stop feeling its rays. We wonder if the sun is still up there, and perhaps we begin to get discouraged as our faith and trust start to waver and change to doubt and distrust. Now, the difference between many of us and St. Therese is that she clung to God's promises of mercy and the memory of his love, that consolation, especially in the midst of darkness or desolation. She didn't give up. She kept trying. She kept trusting throughout the darkness. In short, she discovered her little way, and then her faith was tested, and then she passed the test, every day to the very end. So truly blessed is she who believed that what was spoken to her by the Lord would be fulfilled. Truly blessed is she who clung to the memory of God's love in the midst of darkness. Truly blessed is she who provides us with such a personal and perfect example of trust. And we know she was blessed. How do we know that? Well, read the following account of her death from Mother Agnes and realize that St. Therese didn't die of tuberculosis. No, she suffered from tuberculosis, but she died of love. Quote, her breathing suddenly became weaker and more labored. She fell back on the pillow, her head turned towards the right. She pronounced very distinctly her final act of love. Oh, I love him, she said, looking at her crucifix. Then a moment later, My God, I love you. We thought that was the end when suddenly she raised her eyes, eyes that were full of life and shining with an indescribable happiness surpassing all her hopes. That sublime gaze lasted for the space of a credo. Then she closed her eyes and the whiteness of her face, which had become more accentuated during the ecstasy, returned to normal. She appeared ravishingly beautiful and had a heavenly smile. End quote. Remember that smile? Let it be a sign for you. As Abraham had the stars and Mary had the words of Elizabeth, you have Teresa's smile. So in times of darkness, when you're tempted to discouragement because of your own weakness, brokenness, and sin, remember that smile. In times of darkness, when you're tempted to think that God and heaven do not exist, remember that smile. In times of darkness, when you're tempted to think there's no way you can become a saint, remember that smile. And actually, Therese is smiling at you now. With her prayer, she's preparing your heart to accept the gift of the offering to merciful love. She's telling you not to be afraid. She's saying, I do not regret having offered my life to love, and neither will you. And she's asking you to let her do good for you and to fulfill her mission in you, a mission that she expressed shortly before her death. Quote, I feel especially that my mission is about to begin. My mission is to make God loved as I love him, to give my little way to souls. If God grants my desires, my heaven will be spent on earth until the end of time. Yes, I want to spend my heaven doing good on earth. End quote. We know that God granted the desires of this greatest saint of modern times. So, will you let her help you? Will you let her give you the gift of the little way and her offering to merciful love? Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of mercy, witness that I choose to accept Saint Therese's help as I prepare to offer myself to merciful love. Remember that smile. What an incredible invitation for us to really hold on to, that in the midst of our desolation, that we might have that full assurance of the promises of God, that he does bring them to fulfillment. And so, yeah, if you get the invitation, it's this, right? That Therese experienced incredible darkness, incredible doubt, incredible desolation, and she clung to the promises of God. She clung to the things that she knew to be true. And even at the very end of her life, think about praying the credo. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, saying the prayers on her lips that she was instilled with in her heart to like activate in her heart. I think that's what I want to say. Saying with her lips what she desired to activate in her heart and to continue to like keep into flame. And then at the very end of her life, the Lord visited her, and it was confirmed with this smile on her face. An incredible take from Father Gately is that she didn't die of tuberculosis. I hear all the time that Therese died of tuberculosis. I don't normally hear that, yeah, she died of love. But when you read this account, you see that it wasn't this tuberculosis, this horrible disease and illness, but it was the love of God that came and that so broke into her own heart that she was then called to this union with him, and that it was that love that was able to now finally call her home and break those bonds of this life, and that she was able to, yeah, receive it and to be called home. So it was the love of her heart responding to the love of God's heart that was finally able to call her home. So, yeah, where do you need that smile, just as a reminder? Here's one of the the things that I've come to appreciate, that one of the great secrets to holiness has to do with memory. It has to do with memory. And so often we remember the wrong things. And I would say, especially in our world today, where we're overwhelmed and bombarded with all the different information, all the different images and videos, and we're just like, everything is, we're always entertained, that we're never actually attentive to any one thing, that we're always consuming, but it's never changing or influencing us. And so for us to really see, we need to have a protected mind, heart, and soul to be able to remember the things that the Lord has for us. I love throughout scriptures that the Lord calls his people to remember the things that he's done for them. Remember, he says to Israel through Moses again and again and again, remember that you were slaves. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and remember how I broke you free, setting you free from captivity in Egypt, setting you free through the Red Sea. I fed you. I gave you everything you needed. I gave you the law so that you could be faithful to me and you could know me and you could grow closer to me. Remember this, remember this. And this is how we're supposed to see even the different feasts and the liturgies that God commands his people to renew year after year, some week after week, some day after day, renewing these sacrifices so that we wouldn't forget. Because God, he knows human nature. He created it. And so he knows that we're quick to move on to the next thing. We're quick to forget. Do you know the Shema prayer? This is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And that Shema, that's the Hebrew for hear, right? Shema Israel. Jews prayed three times a day. Okay? They prayed three times a day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and then in the evening. And it was this prayer that they prayed to remind themselves not only of who they were, but reminding themselves of whose they are, that they are God's, that they do belong to him, and they're called to love him. And it was this prayer that they were able to remind themselves, gave them this incredible distinction that we're not like the other nations, that we have a God who is good, a God who is one, a God who is true, and we need to love him with all of our hearts. And maybe you're like, oh, come on, what's the big deal if you forget a prayer here or a prayer there? And I think with human nature, we know what happens. We know what happens if we start compromising, if we stop slipping just a little bit on some of these routines that seem to be like, no, like, yeah, I know the prayer. I'm not going to forget it. I've been saying it my whole life. And then all of a sudden, we just find ourselves slipping more and more into the different idols of the world and the different proposals that, oh, what about this God? What about this passion? What about this interest? What about this job? What about this salary? What about this relationship? What about this? And then it's like, yeah, I'm not even praying anymore. Like, ah. So, yeah, where do you need to remember who God is, and to be able to have these prayers deeply rooted in your heart? One of my favorite prayers is Psalm 118. It has this antiphon that says, his mercy endures forever. And so if you know the scriptures at all, you're probably familiar with this this line. It comes up a lot, right? But this hesed is this steadfast love that's translated mercy, right? His steadfast love, his mercy that endures forever. And so Psalm 118, it calls upon Israel to say, his mercy endures forever. How about the house of Aaron? His mercy endures forever. Let all those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever. And then it goes through salvation history. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord, and the Lord answered me, and he set me free. And then it goes through all the different times that they were struggling and that God set them free, that they were trapped and God came and defended them. And to be able to call upon this reminder of like, oh, all these different times, his mercy endured. And I love that because it's a great way for us to be able to, like, we should write our own Psalm 118, like, of our own lives, of throughout our life, where we've been able to experience that the mercy of God endures forever. His mercy endures forever. And to be able to like sing that in a sense over and over again in our hearts and our souls so that we don't forget it. Because we have very, very poor memories, you and I. more and more our world just is not conducive to remembering anything. And when it comes to the spiritual things, we see how it is demonic, that the evil one would love nothing more than for us to forget God, forget who we are, forget what he's done for us, and forget how his promises are that he will be with us. He will give us everything that we need. And as long as we don't give up, as long as we don't give up, we are victorious. As long as we cling to him, we are victorious. As long as we continue to trust in him, we will win. As long as we do not give in to despair or discouragement or cynicism, we will find our place in him. So may that smile of Therese, may the invitation of scripture and the Psalms and even just your own life to be able to look back and to really be present to God and who he is and who he's been for you be a source of encouragement and consolation in the midst of whatever desolation, whatever discouragement or distress or doubt that we might overcome, that we might experience. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of mercy, witness that I choose to accept St. Therese's help as I prepare to offer myself to merciful love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, friends, we just concluded week 4, and now we're moving into these final days where we will have a synthesis and a review of some of these major themes. I look forward to going through these, being with you tomorrow. I am praying for you. Please pray for me as we might be more worthily, readily prepared to humbly submit ourselves in this beautiful offering to merciful love in just a couple days. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Peace. Thank you for joining us for this episode. To learn more about Dry Bones Ministries events and initiatives, and to support this podcast, go to drybonespgh.org. Thanks, and God bless you.